When you do a podcast, you've got to have a song where someone sings the title. What could go wrong? What could go wrong? The world is kind of scary when things don't go the right way. So listen to this podcast and it will probably be okay. Probably no guarantees.
Hello and welcome to What Could Go Wrong, the best slash worst thing that could ever happen to Warriors. I'm Jeff from Happy Valley. I'm joined by Chrissy, veteran escapee survivor of Murderville, Idaho.
Hello there.
Also here's Jeremiah, who clawed his way to his hometown, The Coffin, California.
That's me.
No matter how bad you think things are, these two think they could get worse. So parenting seems to be a topic lately, so I thought we might touch on...
lately?
A few items that parents, I think, get to have the more interesting interactions with. First thing, of course, being something I hear quite a bit, clothing, and how it's very hard to keep a child clothed for many reasons.
I just really enjoy this new topic of parenting. Just came up.
I feel like you're a parenting expert. You've been working on this for over a decade, right, Chrissy?
When you say it like that, I sound real old.
I think that makes you an old hand at this.
A veteran.
Clothing is extremely expensive, and kids' clothing is the same, like, it costs basically the same as adult clothing. So, like, tiny little pairs of jeans still cost, like, $20 to $25. And not only do they outgrow their clothes very fast, they're very hard on clothing, and so... you know, you get lots of holes and lots of, like, wear and just split seams because, I don't know, like, every day is boot camp, apparently, when you're 9. It's a fortune to keep kids' clothes. Basically, bankruptcy is what can go wrong with children and clothing. Also, like, the whole thing where, like, dudes are real gross to little girls in their clothes. But.
What if, and this is just me spitballing here. What if we had some kind of garment that was kid-sized, like a small kid to start with, and it was basically just like a robe with holes for arms.
Mm-hmm. So a tunic.
Like a tunic. And it's got an expandable side bit, so you can kind of unhem the sides and stuff. And it also has a bottom hem that's almost like all rolled up. So as the kid gets taller, you just cut the stitches, unroll it a couple inches, and then sew it back up, and you just keep using this one piece of clothing like a childhood smock.
It's still gonna wear out, though.
Like, they're still gonna made out of, like,
Teflon.
I meant Kevlar, the other synthetic fabric.
I mean, maybe, because, like, they're still gonna crawl around, like, on their knees and stuff, and it's just gonna wear right through. Here's the thing, hemming things also sucks quite a bit. We could always just teach kids how to sew and make them make their own clothes. I don't know. Like, I hear there used to be factories full of kids making clothes, and I don't know, maybe those were the days. They can just go make their own clothes again. I'm horrible, I'm sorry. I feel really bad, I don't believe in this.
So I've also heard that it's sometimes hard to get kids to be motivated to wear clothing, or clothing that is appropriate for the situation.
That's what staples are for.
I also have seen multiple kids running around in costumes, which looks like a lot of fun, and I would prescribe to myself if I could find costumes of my size.
Oh yeah, that's just one of the perks of being a kid, and like a kid with parents who are fine with you leaving the house. My kids were not always that lucky because I was like, this is not like appropriate clothing for appropriate situations. We do not wear costumes in public because, I don't know, I was trying to prove something or something. I was horrible. Wow. But I didn't have a problem keeping my kids in their clothes. I have friends whose kids liked to take their clothes off when they were really little in, like, their crib and then, like, take their diapers off too. And that was really messy. And apparently the solution to that is to zip them into things backwards. Like a straitjacket. Little baby straitjackets.
Do they sell those?
That'll keep them in their clothes.
That's kind of, like, if you think about it really hard, that's kind of adorable. Like, just, like, a little little tiny baby in a straitjacket. So cute.
Hugging themselves.
Yep.
It's like a nice little swaddle.
Yeah.
Birthdays.
They've got like one a year, right?
Those are a big deal.
You can plan for that.
That's what Pinterest is for.
As people get older, they get less interested in their own birthdays, but I feel like with kids, it's still a pretty special moment most of the time.
Like, Pinterest has done all the work for you. You just do a search.
And some kids have, like, half birthdays, too, so they've got it pretty good.
And unbirthdays.
Oh, man, there are a ton of unbirthdays, like, every year.
Do you celebrate your unbirthdays, Jeremiah?
Only the Odvin number ones.
Is today your unbirthday?
It is one of my unbirthdays, yes.
Happy unbirthday!
Oh, thanks
so much. A very merry unbirthday to you, sir.
Yeah, thank you so much. It's great to know.
What kind of unbirthday party are you going to have? Are you going to have like a superhero unbirthday or like...
Ooh, a magician. Go with magician.
Podcasting? You have a podcasting themed party?
So a clown.
Yes. Yes, a clown.
There's going to be a singing clown. Grand clown showing up soon.
And that is what could go wrong with this situation. Nope. Mm-mm.
Clowns? Yeah. I mean, singing kid party times is pretty good. If you rent the pony that walks in a circle, that's a pretty cool thing for a party. But
singers
or clowns. Little Sebastian.
I do this thing where my kids are only allowed to invite one friend to their party. And only every other year. So every other year is like a family birthday where I don't have to worry about kids, like their friend. And we just like go like bowling or something as a family. Because kids are really stressful. And other people's, like my kids stress me out. Other people's kids stress me out way more. So that's every other year my kids get to invite one friend to their birthday party.
If you're responsible for breaking somebody else's kid, that's a big deal.
You don't want to do that.
No.
Yeah. Your deductible is huge.
Mm-hmm.
Kids' sporting events, in which I think little kids' soccer is the cutest.
Yeah, have you been to a little kids' soccer game?
I mean, I was for my nephews and niece and myself.
I mean, they're fine. Little kids' soccer is adorable, but the people who surround little kids' soccer...
Mainly... I'm not talking about the parents. I'm just talking about the kids having fun.
Right, but you can't go to that without the parents also being there.
Can't have kids without parents, Jeff. It's funny how that works.
Can't you, though? Can't you?
No. Like, liability generally says you can't.
Okay. All right, let's expand our horizon to different kids' sporting events.
Oh, man. Kid hockey sounds great. Like, little kids on the ice, duking it out with the sharp little blades on their feet. That sounds great.
Is Little League still a thing?
I think so. I see a whole bunch of kids running around in little baseball outfits.
Hmm.
I mean, there's still, like, the Little League World Series and stuff, so I'm assuming that they farm children for that from somewhere.
They farm children?
Yes. That's what they call a farm team. Like they farm them, Jeff.
Like mushrooms or like crop grown?
Like it's kind of like more like mushrooms.
Okay.
Yeah. Like in a dark cave.
The dark. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Cover them in bullshit.
That's where the best children grow?
Yep.
For Little League?
Mm-hmm. Like Carlsbad, maybe. Probably you find a child Little League farm there.
Of course. I mean, what else would you do there? School.
They still are legally required to go to that, as far as I know.
To some form of it. I mean, like, you can just be like, there's a school, and it's in my house, and I'll say that I teach them stuff there. And that's, like, sufficient.
I think they have to pass certain tests, depending on the state.
I am not here.
Like I said, depending on the state.
I can tell you I had to pass no tests.
No? Were you homeschooled?
I was homeschooled.
What?
Just for a number of years.
What?
Just from 7th through 11th grade. The really formative ones.
The ones that you really need to form your social connections.
Yeah.
Everything makes so much more sense. The bunker, I know. Everything.
Right? My penchant for world domination, just wanting people to love me.
Oh. Using cutlery in many versatile ways.
Mm-hmm.
My goodness.
The light has been shown on this mushroom patch.
I don't. Yeah. I don't homeschool my children.
Wow.
Was that a choice that you...
I mean, it was never a choice. It was just like a... That is not... It was like not an option.
Well, yeah, it was not going to be a choice because right. of things.
Yes.
Understood.
But basically, I'm what can go wrong with school. And also, that's what can go wrong with school.
Fundraisers?
Fundraisers being the worst when I was a kid. I hated them.
Did they make you sell, like, wrapping paper?
Oh, yeah. Wrapping paper and chocolates and
like,
stuff.
And like, door-to-door?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Like, can you imagine? Like, seriously, it is amazing that there are any children left from, like, the 80s and early 90s. Because we were all selling wrapping paper door-to-door to strangers. And I don't know how we didn't all get abducted.
I did not go very far outside my neighborhoods that I at least was aware of. And my parents normally tailed me if I went too far abroad.
That seems like a reasonable thing for a parent to do.
Yeah.
I wanted to be in that cash machine so bad, and I never did.
Okay, here's the thing. I made it in once. I sold like 10 rolls of whatever I needed to sell. I got my name put in once. And this other kid who was like one of the really rich kids in school had his name in the thing like 100 times. And mm-hmm. I won the $100.
Very nice.
And I think he probably hated, like he probably still hates me. Probably somewhere right now he's sitting there thinking about how much he hates me. He was really not happy.
It sounds like he was extremely not happy.
They made my parents come pick me up from school because they're like, you can't get on the bus with $100.
What?
Yep.
Just take it to the snack machine and spend it all on Hostess donuts.
I mean, they're really pretty lucky that was like a doable situation because my parents both worked and my mom was mm-hmm. a nurse. You can't just like pull people away all the time. But I don't, maybe my sister came and picked me up. I can't remember. Too long ago.
Well, that sounds like a fun note to end the night. Chrissy in the cash machine beating Richie McRicherson. Chrissy and Jeremiah, please give our audience your fond farewell.
I am proof that there is justice in this world. That's, you know, and also that homeschooling might not be the best idea. I don't know.
Wow. That leaves me with a lot to think about. About justice. And education and other things we might lose soon.
Oh.
Remembering, parenting can be important. And let's be glad for the good ones. Thanks for listening.
I'm really sad now.